May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord. Please be seated. I started preparing for today's sermon about a month ago. And what I normally do is I look through the scriptures to find a theme, something to do with the day. And looking for things for Independence Day or the 4th of July, I just really didn't see it in the readings. I did not hear Lee Greenwood proud to be an American. But I have to admit two things about the 4th of July. It's really not one of my favorite holidays. For the first reason, I look back and see how our country is doing, and I have the feeling that it's not exactly how our founding fathers had expected us to be behaving. The second thing about Fort Lee, about the 4th of July, is I really enjoy celebrating it at Fort Lee, not because of the flags and the fireworks, but because of the brotherhood, the honor of the men and women that serve and live there. It makes me proud to be an American to watch our soldiers. But if we look at our readings to find some theme for what we're supposed to be finding today, we see in Deuteronomy the Lord executes justice for the orphans and the widows. He loves and provides for the strangers, and we're told that we should as well. In Hebrews, Abraham went to the promised land with nothing but his faith. He went seeking a homeland and a better country for his family. In Matthew, we hear, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of our Father in heaven." So our readings task us to love the stranger, feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, and to forgive. But do we? What do these readings have to do with Independence Day or America? When I started this preparing, I thought, sadly, nothing. Because we're bombarded with news of racism and mass killings, inequality, global waste and decay. These are not the ideals that America was built on. I was frustrated. I could not understand the theme, and I think basically I was frustrated with the situation and the things that are going on in our world. But then something happened. The Pope issued an encyclical on the environment. Amazing. A few weeks later, a terrible thing happened in Charleston. Followed right behind that, an amazing, astonishing thing happened. The families of those murdered in Charleston forgave and prayed for the man that had slain their family. I'd like to read one or two quotes for you. The sister of one of the slain said, "I will never be able to hold her again, but I forgive you and have mercy on your soul." She continues, "It hurts me, it hurts a lot of people, but God forgave you and I forgive you." The quote that really hit home to me most was by a 17-year-old boy whose name was Chris Singleton, who said, "We forgive. That one thing we will do." He said, "My mom loved everybody with all her heart. She had taught him that love is always stronger than hate. So if we just lived the way my mom would, then hate wouldn't be anywhere close to what love is." And then I started to see a little bit of the light. But the pundits on the news were shocked. There was no anger. There was no hate. There was no violence. Just love and forgiveness. I really don't think they knew what to make of it. A few weeks later, an amazing thing happened. Wonderfully, the Episcopal Church elected the first black presiding bishop, Michael Curry. He is a crazy Christian. And I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to any of his sermons, but he is passionate about his God, his religion, and what his church could be. Absolutely wonderful. And then a remarkable thing happened a couple of days later. The Supreme Court of the United States affirms marriage equality. Followed right behind that was a revolutionary thing. The Episcopal Church approves marriage equality. Bishop Brian Baker said, "Homosexual persons are people of God who have a full and equal claim with all other persons upon the love, acceptance, pastoral concern, and the care of the church." It saddens me that it took that long time to get there, but they got there. I woke up in a land of red, white, and blue. I woke up in a land that was red, white, and blue that had changed to a rainbow. I woke up in a land where the world would honor justice and for the poor, and the environment were the same principles. I woke up in a land where talking about loving your enemies and praying for those who persecute you. I woke up in a land where if you love someone and if you were really wanted to share the rest of your life with them, no one could stop you. I woke up in a land where substance was more important than structure. It's as if the moral and ethical equality of our country had raised overnight. And then I finally got it. The readings for today are not a report card on our current state of affairs in this country, but a prayer, an aspiration of how this country should live our collective lives. We should insist on justice, love and provide for the poor and strangers. We should welcome refugees and give them the same opportunities that our families had when they arrived in this country. We should love the righteous and the unrighteous the same. We should treat all equally. I'd like to read a prayer by Pope Francis on the earth. It really does apply to us all. All-powerful God, you are present in the whole universe and in the smallest of creatures. You embrace with your tenderness all that exists. Pour out upon us the power of your love that we may protect life and beauty. Fill us with peace that we may live as brothers and sisters, harming no one. O God of the poor, help us to rescue the abandoned and forgotten of this earth, so precious in your eyes. Bring healing to our lives that we may protect and not prey on, but sow beauty, not pollution and destruction. Touch the hearts of those who look only to gain at the expense of the poor and of the earth. Teach us to discover the worth of everything, to be filled with awe and contemplation, recognizing that we are profoundly united with every creature on this earth as we journey towards your light. We thank you for being with us today. Encourage us, we pray, in the struggle for justice, love, and peace. And my personal prayer for today is that the fight for independence, freedom, and justice that started in this town, in a church a few miles that way, continues in this church and throughout this land. And that we remember social justice is but one of the responsibilities we have as citizens of the United States and of the Kingdom of God. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you.